So I'd like to offer a disclaimer first. I'm not a public speaker by profession. I'm a mailman, but I'll do my best. Once when I was in Bangkok a few years ago, when Venerable Father was being reprinted, there was a freelance journalist who had written an article or a review of it for a new magazine, and I just happened to be stopping in Bangkok on my way home, and they tried to interview me over the phone, and it didn't go very well. I don't think the article ever got printed, but I think the first question they asked me was, you know, this almost sounds like some sort of cult. And not being a public speaker by profession, I didn't have a very good answer for him, but I thought about that over the years, and I thought it might, it could seem like that to some people who come here and see all the devotees of Ajahn Chah. And so talking about his history, there was no official biography of the great leader, and there was no little red book of his sayings that we learned. And